विहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी।
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस पूज्याचार्य षोडश श्री श्रीमद् भगवान श्री भक्ति विदान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस पूज्याचार्य षोडश श्री श्रीमद् भगवान भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस ठाकुर श्री प्रभुपाद की। नमो सच्चिदानंद भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर श्री प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की। नामाचार्य श्रील हरदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाश्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर नवदीप धाम की। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की। कलयुग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की। निताय गौर प्रेमानंद। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवाइन। All glories to Assembled. All glories to Assembled. All glories to Shri Guru Vamsha Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11, chapter 20th, pure devotional service, text number 18. Yatharambeshu nirvinno virakta sanyatendriya abhyase natmano yogi धारयेत् अचलं मनः यथारम्भेषु निर्विण्णो विरक्तः संयतेन्द्रियः अभ्यासेनात्मनो योगी धारयेत् अचलं मनो यथारम्भेषु निर्विण्णो विरक्ता संयतेन्द्रियः अभ्यासेनात्मनो योगी धारयेत् अचलं मना word by word meaning yatha yada when arambheshu in material endeavors nirvinna hopeless virakta detached sanyata completely controlling Indriya, the senses, Abhyasena, by practice, Atmana, of the soul, Yogi, the transcendentalist, Dharaye, should concentrate, Achalam, steady, Mana, the mind, transition and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: a transcendentalist, having become disgusted and hopeless in all endeavors for material happiness, completely controls the senses and develops detachment. By spiritual practice, he should then fix the mind on the spiritual platform without deviation. Purport: the inevitable result of material sense gratification is disappointment and pain that sears the heart. One becomes gradually hopeless and despondent in material life. Then, receiving good instructions from the Lord or His devotee, one transforms one's material disappointment into spiritual success. Actually, Lord Krishna is our only true friend, and His simple understanding can bring one to a new life of spiritual happiness in the company of the Lord. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौर तुषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्ते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 20 प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस एंड वर्स नंबर 18। इज एवरीवन एबल टू हियर? अच्छा, प्लीज कम इन द फ्रंट डोज यू कैनॉट हियर। प्लीज ट्राई टू मूव फॉरवर्ड प्लीज। Those who are online, I think they can hear properly. But those who are actually online, live, we need to take care of them. So please move forward if possible, whatever. So in this verse, here we can see that Lord Krishna is continuing to explain to Uddhava in the matter of pure devotional service. Gradually he is bringing to the higher levels of understanding, and we can see that pure devotional service is the very essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, if someone studies, then ultimately he has to come to the point of pure devotional service. And pure devotional service, as Lord is explaining in this verses, is the real medicine for the disease of this material world. Bhavasagar, Bhavarog. We are all suffering in this material world because of this disease. Going up and down in the cycle of birth and death. So pure devotional service gives us that hope that there is something higher than the material life. And Srimad Bhagavatam, which has been given by our acharyas as the solution, Lord Krishna, before going back after he completed his earthly pastimes, he left Srimad Bhagavatam. Kalo nashta drusha mesha puranarko adhunita saha. In this Kali Yuga, people will lose the sight, the real vision what is the real vision, what is where we can direct our life, which direction we should lead. Because there is so much of ignorance and darkness all over. And in today's world, we can see that there is so much of chaotic situation in the society because of so many different types of philosophies, influences. People, they don't know which direction to move forward. So therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam has been given to give us the direction, to give us the light. Puranar ko adhunitasa kalo nashta drushamesha. By the influence of Kali Yuga, we have lost that direction. There is so much of darkness. So therefore, when somebody hears the Srimad Bhagavatam in the proper disciplic succession, then one can get the real direction. And today we will see how we have received that special mercy. This line of Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, how anybody who comes into this line is so fortunate. And we can see that today is also the disappearance of Srila Gadadhar Pandit and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So it is explained that when the influence of Kali Yuga was increasing, the pure devotees, they are always concerned about the welfare of common people. Common people are suffering because of the ignorance. They don't know where to go, whom to follow. So the pure devotees, they pray to the Supreme Lord to bestow His special mercy. And we can see that Srila Advaita Acharya, he saw that the influence of Kali Yuga is increasing more and more. He prayed to the Supreme Lord to incarnate again. Please come again. Because he saw that there was so much of rampant materialism spreading in Navadvip. Navadvip was considered to be the high seat of learning. People would come there to learn in the great literatures, spiritual literatures. And there was so much of material influence. So he was praying to the Lord that please appear. And we can see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared in Navadvip, Mayapur, Yogpit. And during his childhood, he used to perform so many pastimes. And one of the pastimes was scholastic pastimes. His defeating many people, his erudite scholarship in Sanskrit. People would fear to face him. How to face this child? He is so powerful. He tells of some argument and we cannot defeat that argument. then he takes the same argument and explains in a different way, defeating himself, defeating his own statement. And again he would defeat that statement. And in this way he was always attacking everyone with his scholarship and word jugglery of Sanskrit. And it is explained that Srila Gadadhar Pandit, who was few years younger than him, he was his constant companion. He was always be around Gauranga, and they would always play together and have a lot of fun and discuss many things. And even Gadadhar was not very comfortable with his Sanskrit scholarship. He also would avoid him. But Lord Gauranga, he would tell that one day Lord Brahma and Shiva will come to my door. Of course, Lord Gauranga is Supreme Personality, Godhead, and he was revealing his pastimes, he was revealing his future plans. But by the power of Yoga Maya, people cannot and could not understand what he is speaking. And in this way, they used to have lot of pastimes doing. And Gadadhar Pandit is explained is none other than Srimati Radharam, who had incarnated to assist in the pastime of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna. And those who are very, very advanced level, their vision has been purified, they can understand that Gadadhar and Gauranga, they are not different from Radha and Krishna. So therefore in West Bengal we will see that there are temples of Gaur Gadadhar temples. There are temples of so it is explained that after Lord Chaitanya came from Gaya, he went for his father's Shraddha ceremony. After he came back, he was exhibiting the high levels of symptoms of love of God, which cannot be imitated. And he would be sometimes in different moods. And even his mother would be scared to approach him. Shachi Mata would think that what is happening to my son? And we can see that sometimes in those places, sometimes people get haunted by ghosts or like that, and they also show some symptoms. They are scared, they are foaming at the mouth, you know. So sometimes she would feel that what is happening, somebody is haunting my child, and she would be very scared to approach him. And of course these ecstasies were the higher levels of ecstasies. Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of Srimati Radharam, would be searching for Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna gone? Where is that small child? Just some time before I was seeing him, that blackish, bluish complexion, wearing yellow dhoti, peacock feather. Where is that child gone? Where is Krishna? Where is? So that was a mood. And Gadadhar, once he saw that Lord Gauranga is very restless and he's frantically searching Lord Krishna. So he told that, wait, he's coming now. He's not gone anywhere, he's just coming. So when he heard that, he was little bit pacified. Lord Gauranga was pacified that, oh, Lord Krishna is coming. I don't have to worry so much. So Sachimata, in the mood of separation from Lord Krishna, somebody is getting hiccups. Ecstasy of one of the eight symptoms. So I don't know what is the power of speech, or he is having his own ecstasies. Power of sound vibration. The name of Krishna and Gauranga is very powerful. So when this was observed by Sachimata, that Gauranga was pacified by Gadadhar, she told Gadadhar that you please be with him always, because you know how to handle him, how you can pacify him, you know better. So you be always with him. So in this way, Gadadhar and Gauranga, they used to be always together. And there was one more associate, Mukunda Datta. Mukunda Datta was a very good singer. And Gadadhar Pandit and Mukunda were also together, and Mukunda was very hospitable towards the Vaishnavas. He would tell Gadadhar that there is some Vaishnava coming and we should go and see and serve. So he told once that there is one great Vaishnava is coming and we should try to serve that Vaishnava. We should go and listen to him. So they went. And they saw Gadadhar, especially he saw that this Vaishnava is not an ordinary Vaishnava. In fact, it doesn't seem to be a Vaishnava. He seemed to be a very materialistic person. What is this royal clothes and chewing pan? I don't think he is a Vaishnava. So in his mind he was contemplating, is kind of offending him. So he was little skeptical too close with him. So Mukunda Datta understood that there is something going on in the mind of Gadadhar. So in order to dispel that doubt, he started singing from Srimad Bhagavatam. And a very famous verse sung by Uddhava, when he made Vidura, in his mood of ecstasy, separation from Lord Krishna, he sang those verses of glorifying the Supreme Lord, that how Supreme Lord is very merciful. Aho bakyam stana kala kutam, that this great demoness which she had come with the intention of killing that small child Krishna. And what is the mercy of Lord Krishna? Mercy of Lord Krishna is so great that she had intention of killing him, but he delivered her. He gave the highest position in the spiritual world. So that was the verse recited by Mukunda Datta. And Mukunda Datta, when he was singing that verse, glorifying the Supreme Lord, the sound vibration of those verses went deeper into the heart of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And hearing that, absorbing that mercy of Lord Krishna, he went into ecstasy. It was so high level of ecstasy that he lost his external consciousness. He didn't know what he is doing. He started throwing the pillows and just like he was like a madman. So when Gadadhar, he was seeing that this cannot be imitated. This is not an exhibition of some show or something. It's not artificial, it is a natural thing. So then he understood that yes, this is a great Vaishnava. He's not just ordinary person, materialistic person, but he's a very great Vaishnava. He's just by hearing the mercy of Lord Krishna is going into such a high level of ecstasy. So then he revealed Mukundatta that, see Prabhu, I have offended him. And only way I can relieve off of that offense is that I need to take initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi, as we know, that he is none other than Vrishabhanu. In the Lord Krishna's pastime. And Gadadhar is his own daughter, Radharani. So in that way, Gadadhar, he accepted Pundarik Vidyanidhi as his own spiritual master. So the pastimes between Lord Gauranga and Gadadhar are quite deep. At one time, Gauranga, he decided that he will come to the house of Shuklambar Brahmacharya and discuss Krishna Katha. And Gadadhar was inside the house in that small kuti. And he was waiting. There were some Vaishnavas assembled and they were waiting that Lord Gauranga will come and they will hear the Katha, Krishna Katha. Lord Gauranga came and he met some Vaishnavas outside the room. And he started speaking Krishna Katha. And he became so engrossed in speaking Krishna Katha just outside the room. Now he has to come inside and sit and he has to speak, but just outside he got absorbed. And that sound of vibration was reaching inside and Gadadhar Pandit was hearing that sound of vibration. And he was so absorbed that he was crying. He started sobbing. And that cry was heard outside by Lord Gauranga. He heard that somebody is crying inside. So he came and saw that he is none other than Gadadhar. He is crying by hearing the stories of Krishna. He is so much absorbed in hearing Krishna's katha. So he told that you have received the mercy of Lord Krishna. You have the love of Krishna. I don't have. So in this way, they were very much attached to each other. They would discuss Krishna Katha. Then when Gauranga, he took sannyas. After sannyas, he went to Nilachal to stay. On his mother's request, he stayed at Nilachal. And Gadadhar also could not stay away from Lord Krishna. He also moved to Puri. And at Yameshwar, there is a temple of Tota Gopina. Gadadhar Pandit was staying there. And he would worship the deity of Tota Gopinath and read Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was reading Srimad Bhagavatam so many times. And he was feeling that so much high level of ecstasy that the tears would come from his eyes. And these tears were wiping away the ink of Srimad Bhagavatam. It was so much of high level of ecstasy Gadadhar Pandit was exhibiting. When Lord Gauranga told that I am going to Vrindavan, Gadadhar Pandit, he ran behind him, that I also want to come to Vrindavan. But he reminded him, no, you cannot come. You have taken Kshetra Sannyas. You cannot leave this place. You have to be here. So he could not go because that was the instruction of Gauranga that he should not break his vow of Kshetra Sannyas. He was staying, and then we know that when he was quite old, Gadadhar Pandit was quite old and he was not able to offer garland to Lord Gopinath. That time, what happened? Lord Gopinath, he was observing Gadadhar Pandit's devotion, that look at this devotee, he has served me throughout his life and now he's not able to even stand. He's so much, even in that, at that age also, he's still trying to serve me. So Gopinath himself sat down for him. Pratima nahitomi sakshat prajendra nanda. That Lord is not different from the archa vigraha. It is not just a statue or marble murti. It is Lord Krishna himself standing there. And those are pure devotees, they see that Lord is standing there. So in this way, Lord Gopinath is sat down. And we can see till today also, people go there and see that yes, Lord is in the sitting posture. He's not standing. Otherwise, most of the devotees are standing posture. But Lord himself decided to sit, nobody can stop him. And when Lord Gauranga, when he was completing his earthly pastimes, he disappeared from this material vision. And the news spread in Puri that Lord has disappeared. Lord Gauranga has, Mahaprabhu has disappeared. One Orissan devotee, he first identified that Lord is not traceable anywhere. Where is Lord gone? Mahaprabhu has gone. Because they were so attached to Lord Gauranga. He is dancing in front of Jagannath. We are all waiting for Jagannath Rath Yatra. And Lord Gauranga used to dance in front of Lord Jagannath. That dance was so purifying. Those who saw Lord Gauranga dancing in front of Jagannath, they were getting love of Godhead. They were exhibiting those symptoms. The devotees were coming from Bengal, Shikhanda and many other places to participate in Jagannath Rath Yatra. And after they would go back and they would reveal, they would narrate the stories of Lord Gauranga, his dancing. The people hearing those pastimes were getting love of Godhead. That was the power of Lord Gauranga's dancing. Sakshat. They would see Sakshat and they would receive the love of Godhead. Avesh, some devotees were empowered. They were doing the similar activities as of that of Lord Gauranga. And by receiving their mercy, they were getting love of Godhead. Common people were getting love of Godhead. So much like electrifying effect. No? You just touch the live wire and you get huge current. So people were receiving love of Godhead just by hearing about Lord Gauranga, just by being in contact with the devotee who had received the special mercy of Lord Gauranga. And Avirbhav, sometimes the Lord would manifest himself to certain devotees, especially Lord Nityananda, Sachi Mata, all devotees. He would manifest and they would see the Lord's pastimes, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, as none other than Lord Krishna. Sachi Mata especially was very fortunate to see their pastimes. So in this way, Lord Gauranga, he had completed those pastimes in the on the earth, and he had disappeared from this mortal vision. And the devotees were searching all over, where is Lord gone? Why we cannot see him? Where is he? Sometimes he would be just vanishing from Gambhira in the dead of the night and go to ocean, or where the cows, those cows were eating all the leftover. They would go, he would go, he would be sometimes be there as a pumpkin in the different ecstasy. So then they found that his shawl is there outside the temple of Tota Gopinath at Yameshwar. And they saw that Lord had entered. They understood that Lord had entered in this temple. And even at the right knee of Gopinath, there is some mark where it is said that Lord entered there. So in this way, Lord Gauranga, when he was personally present, he was giving, he was fulfilling his mission of giving the highest thing of the spiritual world, love of God, to anybody and anyone, without discrimination. They were instantly receiving the mercy of the Lord. But then after Lord disappeared, then the devotees also were quite despondent, because they didn't want to be in this mortal world without... time is over. So it's alarm. Fire alarm. The real fire is beginning now. So, Lord, he disappeared, but he appeared in the hearts of his devotees. Vadadhar Pandit, he was constantly in separation from the Lord. And Lord had his mission that it should continue. The mercy of Lord Mahaprabhu has to continue. It is not only for a limited space or time. Only few could receive that mercy. But he wanted his mercy to spread more and more. So he left many missions to accomplish. And one of the missions was to translate the great literatures given by all the Goswamis. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami. So they had Gopal Bhatta, Raghunath Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta. They wrote so much of literature, Vaishnava literature, which had to be translated in Bengali language. And that the entire treasure house was at Vrindavan, at Srila Jiva Goswami. Srila Jiva Goswami himself wrote so many literatures, Vaishnava literature. So the three Vaishnava saints were sent, commissioned to transfer, to bring those literatures to Bengal and get it translated in Bengal, Bengali language, for the benefit of Bengal, Bengalis, and because where from where the mercy had started, there it should be given. Charity begins at home. So in this way, they were trying to bring those great literatures, Chaitanya Charitamrita and so many great literatures. And we know that how King Bhirambir, he then met Srinivas Acharya, how those literatures were stolen, not stolen exactly, but how they lost it for some time. And it was a Lord's plan that King Bhirambir becomes a great Vaishnava in that province and spreads Vaishnavism in Bengal and Orissa. Later on, Shamananda Panditi in Orissa land, Orissa area, he spread, and Narottam Das Thakur in Kheturi Gram and in those areas. So in this way we can say that the mercy of Lord Chaitanya was continued at next generation. And then later on, the influence of Kali Yuga is so powerful that the pure teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were obscure from the common vision, because again the misinterpretations, the apasampraya, they're sprouting. Aula, Baula, Karta, Bhaja, Sakhi, Bhiki. So many various types of apasampradaya. In the name of Lord Chaitanya, they were claiming that they are the recipients of this great lineage. They are the successors. And they were misinterpreting, there were so many illicit activities happening. And what is the pure teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was getting completely lost. Later on we see that in the 19th century, 1836, 2nd September, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he appeared. He appeared in a very royal family in one sense. Raja Krishnanandatta. And his childhood, he went at, I think, his maternal grandfather's house or something. And at the age of 11, he lost his father. And from his mother's side, there was an influence of all the Shaktas and all. Well, Devi, they were worshipping. And there was not much discussion about Vaishnavism at the house or worshipping Lord Krishna. And when his father was, he passed away, that time there was some kind of deal or agreement that his grandmother, they had some property, but they lost that property. and they were plunged in the situation of poverty. They lost almost everything. And his mother married him at the age of 12. Can you imagine? At the age of 12, he had to accept a household life, and his wife was 5 years old. 5 years old. Things were different at those times, but that was the situation actually. And then later on, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we see that how his journey, he was seeking the truth and he was searching, he was identified, I think, by his uncle or something, that he is a very talented child and he should be given good education. He was very intelligent and he was very good in learning. He learned English also very fast. He helped his uncle editing the articles and all. So in this way, Kedarnath Dutt, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's journey as an intellectual scholar, and then later on searching for the truth, he began. And it's a very long journey. It's a very detailed explanation and very, very, very inspiring that how Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur played a very, very important role in our Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara. It's extremely important to understand his role, that how much he has struggled to bring forth the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to us. He saw the condition of society. There was so much of cheating going on in the name of spirituality. Even the teachings of Lord Chaitanya were obscured. He was finding difficulty to even procure one copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can imagine the essence of Lord Chaitanya's teachings and life, that one copy he was not able to find. But later on, he was serving as some headmaster in some school. There, somebody gave him the gift of Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And when he read those great literatures, his devotion to the Supreme Lord Krishna, to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, increased manifold. And he understood that this is what is needed to reform the society. This is the perfection of life. This is the ultimate spiritual literature. If somebody has these two literatures, we don't have to worry about anything. We have everything. So in this way, he translated Chaitanya Charitamrita in Bengali language, Amrit Prabha Bhashya, by him or by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Amrit Prabha Bhashya. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote lot of literatures, many literatures, devotional literatures, giving the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and his bhajans. We sing the bhajans of Srila Narottam Das Thakur and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and they are so dear to us. These bhajans, so much devotional bhajans. The aarti of Lord Gauranga, Gaur Aarti, that bhajan was composed by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Even I think Jai Radha Madhav is composed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Gaura Hari. When the Lord is eating food, that is how to glorify that. That is by Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And we are very eagerly waiting for the temple to again reopen and to celebrate the Brahmotsav. And we will sing the songs of Gopinath. Gopinath, Mama Nivedana Suno. So those songs were composed by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his devotional ecstasy. They're so devotional. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has played a very important role in our Brahmavadeva Gaudiya Parampara. He prayed to Lord to send his one of associates, Srila Ray of Vishnu. And we see that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj was born. And how much he helped his father. He understood the mission of his father. That there is so many different types of philosophies are spreading around which are not given the pure message. He defeated the impersonalism, Mayavad, Sahajyasamvad, and then Srila Prabhupada, who took that mercy, who understood that this mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is coming in this great line, he took it to the Western world. And he made it so creative. The Rath Yatra festivals, prasadam distribution, book distribution, cultural activities, educational academia he was connecting, politicians, reporters, media people. Srila Prabhupada was spreading his mercy without any discrimination to so many thousands and thousands of people. So we pray at this, on this auspicious day, to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Gaur Gadadhar Pandit, that they continue to bestow their mercy upon everyone to continue the mission of Lord Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. I took some extra time because it already started a little late. So sorry for any offenses, any mistakes, they are mine. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I think today afternoon we'll have Pushpanjali and Prasadam. Please come. Hare Krishna.
कोई नहीं तो टाइम लगेगा ना, बहुत भजन है इसके लिए मैं अभी से स्टार्ट करूँ। नहीं नॉर्मल नहीं गाएंगे, आएगा बाहर का भी। ओम अज्ञानतिमेरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगनललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिसिद्धान्त सरस्वतीति नामिने। श्रीवार्षभानवी देवी दयिताय कृपाब्दये कृष्णसम्बन्धविज्ञाना दायिने प्रभवे नमः। माधुर्योज्ज्वल प्रेमाढ्य श्रीरूपानुघ भक्तिदा श्रीगौरकरुणाशक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते। नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीनतारिणे रूपानुगा विरुद्धा अपसिद्धान्तद्वन्तहारिणे। नमो गौरकिशोराय साक्षाद्वैराग्यमूर्तये विप्रलम्बारसाम्बोधे पादाम्बुजायते नमः। नमो भक्तिविनोदाय सच्चिदानन्दनामिने गौरशक्तिस्वरूपाय रूपानुगावरायते। गौरवीर्भावभूमेस्त्वं निर्दिष्ट सज्जनप्रियः वैष्णव सर्वभौमश्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्या नाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता श्रीराधा कांता नमोस्तुते जयतां सुरतो पंगो मम मंद मतेर्गति मत्सर्वस्व पदांबोजो श्रीराधा मदन मोहनो दिव्याद्वृन्दारण्यकल्पद्रुमादः श्रीमद्रत्नागारसिंहासनस्थौ श्रीमद्राधा श्रीलगोविन्ददेवो प्रेष्टालिभिः सेव्यमानौ स्मरामि श्रीमान् रासरसारम्भी वंशीवटतटस्थितः कर्षन् वेणुर्स्वनेर्गोपीर् गोपीनाथः श्रियेस्तु नः तप्तकाञ्चनगौराङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्री पंचतत्व की जय श्रील गदाधर पंडित की जय श्रील भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर तिरोभाव महामहोत्सव की जय आमार जीवन सदा पापे रोत नाही को पुण्येर लेशा आमार जीवन सदा पापे रोत परेरे उद्वेगा दिया चीजे को तो दिया ची जीवे रे क्लेशा आमार जीवन सदा पापे रोत नाही को पुण्ये रलेशा परे रे उद्वेग दिया चीजे को तो परे रे दिया ची जीवे रे क्लेशा आमार जीवन सदा पापे रोता नाही को पुण्ये रदेशा निज सुख लागी पापे नाही डोरी दया ही न स्वार्थ पारो पर सुखे दुखे सदा मिथ्या बाशी पर दुख सुख करो आमार जीवन सदा पापे रोत नाही को पुण्ये रलेशा आशेष कामना रुदि माजे मोरा क्रोधि दंब परायाना मद मत सदा विषय मोहित गर्व विभूषण आमार जीवन सदा पापे रत नाही क पुण्ये रलेशा निद्रालस्य हत सुकार्य विरत आकार्य उद्योगी आमी प्रतिष्ठ लागिय शक्यया चरना लोभत सदा कामी आमार जीवन सदा पापे रोत नाही को पुण्ये रलेशा एहेनो दुर्जन
सज्जन वर्जित अपराधी निरंतर शुभ कार्य शून्य सदानर्थ मना नाना दुखे जर जरा आमार जीवन सदा पापे रत नाही क पुण्येर लेशा বার্ধক্যে এখন উপায় বিহীন তাতে দিন অকিঞ্চন বখতি বিনোদ প্রভুর চরণে তোরে দুঃখ নিবেদন আমার জীবন সদা পাপের নাহি ক পুণ্যের লেশা নাহিক পুণ্যের লেশা আমি যমুনা পুলিনে কদম্ব কাননে কি হেরিনু সখিয়া আমি যমুনা পুলিনে কদম্ব কাননে কেহেরিনু সখিয়া আমার শ্যামা বংশীদারী মনে মঞ্চ পরে লীলা করে রসরা আমার শ্যামা আমি যমুনা পুলিনে কদম্ব কাননে কেহেরিনু সখিয়া তারা অষ্টদলোপরি শ্রী রাধা জি হরি অষ্ট मीना आर के नु माया चले आर के नु माया जले पड़ित जो जीवा मीना नाही जान भद्दा होए रोबे তুমি চিরদিন নাহি জান ভদ্দা হয়ে রোবে তুমি চিরদিন নাহি জান ভদ্দা আর কেন মায়া জালে পড়িতেছ জীবা মিনা অতি তুচ্ছ ভোগায় আসে।